Gracie Field Show. This is Bernard Braden introducing Billy Turnant and his orchestra, the Keynotes, and the incomparable Gracie Fields.
Thank you, Bernie. And hello, everybody. It's nice to be around when you're around.
Well, I think that must be your round. And now that that round is over, what are you going to do for us?
Well, I'd like to do something that everybody likes to do. Singing in the bathtub.
Well, okay, but we've only got a fire bucket here in the studio.
No, it's just a song, love, and it goes like this.
Singing in the bathtub, happy once again, watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. You can sing with feeling while feeling for the soap. Oh, a ring around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but a ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. Reaching for a towel, ready for a rub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub. Why am I excited? Why am I so gay? Why am I delighted? Oh, what day is today? Pardon my elation, everything's just right. I get inspiration every Saturday night when singing in the bathtub, sitting all alone, tearing out a tonsil just like a baritone. Never take a shower, it's an awful pain. Singing in the shower is like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. While the body's washed and polished, sing, brothers, sing. You can yodel opera, even while you scrub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub, 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 tub. Everybody's happy when singing in the tub.
Gracie Fields with a song called Singing in the Bathtub. I thought it had a familiar ring to it.
Well, now that's done, Bernie. What's to do?
Well, next, Gracie, there's a song by our vocal group, the Keynotes.
Oh, that should be grand.
I guess so, except that I can't figure out what it is they're singing about. It's called the Whelk Song. Now, what is whelk?
Oh, that's a kind of shellfish, love.
Oh?
It's a little like a winkle, only a whole lot bigger.
Well, that's funny. I always thought a winkle was just a little wink. You know, you English have got some funny names for what comes out of the sea.
Oh, really, Bernie? I guess I haven't noticed. I was born over a fish and chip shop, so I guess I'm used to it.
Oh.
You might say I was born with a silver herring in my mouth.
Oh, then maybe you could help my confusion.
Sure, love. I know all the kinds of fish there are in England. Let me see. First of all, there's tench.
Tench. Tench. Mm-hmm. It sounds like fish that's been around for a few days.
And then, of course, there's bream.
Bream? What's it look like?
Oh, it's got fins and scales, and it swims about.
Well, did you ever see a bream walking? Sounds a bit fishy to me. So let's get the Keynotes to wrap up the whelk song and take it home to us, huh?
There's a fella you should meet, runs a fish up down our street. He wraps it up in paper every day. As they crowd around the store, he addresses one and all, and this is what you'll always hear him say.
Well, if you don't want the whelks, don't muck 'em about. And take your baby's fingers off the slab.
They're covered in chocolate.
Lovely too, I confess. Take them for the nippers. Take a hake or a nice cross steak. Saws and eels for the old man's meals.
They're lovely.
They're all fresh in today. So if you don't want the whelps, don't muck them about. If you don't want them, other people may.
Oh, his lobsters look so nice nestled in a bed of ice. He gazes on his whelks with loving pride. If you touch him, he will yell.
Now then, whelks he's dead to sell. So pass along me ducks or come inside.
And if you don't want the whelks, don't muck them about. And move your pram and let the others in.
You're blocking the doorway.
Lovely two white kippers, take them for the nippers. Take a hake or a nice cod steak. Prawns or trout for the old man's gout.
And up, mate.
They're all fresh in today. So if you don't want the whelks, don't muck them about. If you don't want them, other people may.
Don't touch me, bloaters.
If you don't want them, other people may.
Don't feel me muscles.
If you don't want them, other people may.
Hold fish themselves in.
If you don't want them, other people may.
Too late, I've sold them.
If you don't want them, other people may.
Girl called Margie being taken for a ride by Billy Turnant's backseat drivers with the brass section blowing their own horns. Now let's get things straightened out with a song from Grizzy Fields. Oh, Grizzy, why the sad face and what's the sad, sad story?
Oh, Bernie, I just can't make up my mind.
Well, suppose you tell us all about it, love.
I'm in such a tangle 'cause a bloke's began to dangle all his tainted gold in front of mother's eyes. Said I'd be secure for life if I'd only be his wife. Now I'm not going to marry any old Tom, Dick or Harry. It's me poor but honest Dave I idolize. But mother says that I should wed old Mr. Moneybags instead. Although me heart is free and money's tempting me, I'm crazy on me sweetheart Dave.
Shall I be an old man's darling, or shall I be a young man's slave? The old man may be bent, but he can pay the rent. But can he buy the love I crave? Shall I be an old man's darling, or shall I be a young man's slave? David, David, dearest darling, David, don't let filthy Luca come between us. David, David, get a move on, David. If you don't, you'll lose your little Venus. Now shall I sell me soul, or shall I draw the dole and go without me Marcel wave? Shall I be an old man's darling, or shall I be a young man's slave? Mother keeps on nagging all day long, her tongue is wagging. Says that love is just a lot of tommy rot. Better wed for wealth and ease, love develops housemaid's knees. You'll slave just like a nigger, and you'll lose your lovely figure and the beautiful proportions that you've got. Well, maybe I could do much worse than be a Rip Van Winkle's nurse. I'm sure to die with fright upon me wedding night, but Mother says I must be brave. Shall I be an old man's darling, or shall I be a young man's slave? I've tattooed near my heart a cupid with its dart, and underneath it I love Dave. Shall I be an old man's darling, or shall I be a young man's slave? David, David, dearest darling David, save me from this wicked monster's clutches. David, David, get a move on, David. If you don't, I'll slosh him with his crutches. I wouldn't care two pins if only I was twins. I wouldn't have to misbehave. One could be the old man's darling, but I should be the young man's slave. Oh, I'm much better off that way. I don't want anybody doddering around me.
As Lancashire's darling, Gracie Fields, making each and every one of us her slave. Oh, well, as my old grandmother used to say, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, it doesn't matter if you have lots of money. All I have to look forward to is Billy Turnant and the orchestra. You too? Well, Billy's asking for trouble. Here's your chance to get even as the band plays I Get a Kick Out of You. Excuse me while I change into hobnailed boots.
Thank you.
was Billy Turnant and Company getting a kick out of you, and high time, too. For those of you who stuck it out to the end, we have a very special reward in the person of Gracie Field.
Thank you, Bernie. And I'm going to sing a song that almost everybody knows.
And can I have three guesses?
That would be a waste of time, Bernie. You'd never get it.
Well, why?
Because.
Because?
Oh, me, I've given it away. Play it, Billy.
Just like other bad small fry, I stole a dog for fun. When suddenly a man called out, "You rascal, what you done?"
"Put that down, my brother, it don't belong to you. Put it down, my brother, can't you hear me telling you? Put that down, you sinner, yeah, you can shake with fear. Put it down, you rascal, 'cause I got my gun right here. You can steal my melons, you can chase my hawk, you can climb my tree, but brother,
don't you touch my dog.
Put that down, my brother, it don't belong to you. Put it down, you sinner, 'cause I got my gun on you.
Take my barley and take my hay. Take my donkey and my old gray. Take my turkey and take my hog. But I warn you, don't touch me dog.
Put it down, my brother,
'cause it don't belong to you.
Put it down, my brother,
can't you hear me a-telling of you?
Put it down, you sinner,
yes, you can shake with fear.
Put it down, you rascal,
'cause I got my gun right here.
You can steal my chicken, you can steal my hog, you can steal my honey, but brother,
don't you touch my dog.
Put that down, my brother, it don't belong to you. Put it down, you sinner, 'cause I got my gun on you.
Put it down.
yes, yes, yes.
Put it down.
Yes, yes, yes.
Put it down. Put it down. Will you put down my dog?
Put it down.
That was a group study of the four keynotes with My Brother. Well, no show of ours could start without Gracie Fields here to start it, and no show could end each week without the same girl to sing a medley for us. You're on, love.
Gee, I only hope so, Bernie. For today, I'm going to try and sing three beautiful songs by Victor Herbert. I know that these three songs are everybody's favorites, so I hope I don't muck them up for you.
That'll be the frosty 31st of February. Sing, Gracie.
All for now. I'd like to thank Bernie Braden, Jimmy Bailey, the keynotes, and Billy Turnant and his orchestra for helping me in this program. We'll all be back again next week, and I hope we'll have the kind of songs and music you'd like to hear. So, wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Give me a smile I can keep all the while in my heart while I'm away. Till we meet once again, you and I. Wish me luck.